We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joe Clear Morning Show. Hey, y'all, we have a good brother on the line with us right now. His name is Chris Miles. What up, Chris?
What's going on, man?
Man, everything's good. I'm good, brother. Chris is a sports analyst. Chris is in the know, and he's going to help us sort of navigate what's going on now with the NBA. As we all saw, it started with the Milwaukee Bucks yesterday, and then it's starting to spread throughout the league where there's a boycott and some solidarity. So, Chris, we just wanted to first ask you, you know, what were your initial thoughts when you saw this?
Well, we had no idea it was coming. So I host the Orlando Magic Milwaukee Bucks pre- and post-game shows. So we were preparing like any other game. And at about 3:30, we started noticing that the Milwaukee Bucks were not on the court. So we sent a reporter into the locker room to try to figure out, okay, why they were not on the court and what was happening. Because since the shooting of Jacob Blake, every interview we've had has been surrounding his shooting and what's happening and why there isn't justice for Breonna Taylor still. And when I say every single interview, whether it's a coach or a player, black or white, that has been the thing that they wanted to talk about. If you say how many defensive rebounds you had, how many points you had, they stop you, and they want to talk about this issue. So you could feel that this was coming. And so when the players weren't on the court, we thought it was something serious. And by 3:45, we got word that they were boycotting. And our show went from, you know, fun, this is hockey, let's get back to basketball, to we are now talking about what's happening in this country until these guys are on the court.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris is at the airport while we're doing this interview in the era of COVID. Go ahead, Poet.
So my question currently is, do we think that the games are going to resume? Or just from what you've seen thus far, Chris, do you think that this boycott might last the remainder of the season?
Let me put this very simply. Until they arrest the men that murdered Breonna Taylor, I don't know if we're going to see another basketball game. That is what they want. They have everything that they need financially. They have the safety protocols in place. These players care, okay? They have mothers. They have sisters. They have cousins that look like Breonna Taylor. And they are tired of her being ignored. They're tired of Jacob Blake being ignored. That could, as they say, that could be any of us. And I think they've been trying to deliver this message. Kyrie Irving, the vice president of the Players Association, is like, look, we don't need to go back on a basketball court until this is resolved. And I think that the boycott is trying to take that to the next level to say, this, we're not going to play basketball and have her face on our speakers until her killers are arrested.
We saw Kenny Smith walk off of a live broadcast yesterday as well. Chris Webber has come out and made a statement. Is this the revolution starting?
Well, let's be clear, because you say the revolution starting, and you have to understand the impact of the previous players and what they accomplished. You know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar comes on our show. He mentors these young players. Bill Russell is around these young players and tells them stories of the racial injustice that he faced during his playing career. He still doesn't show up in Boston, you know, because of the way that he was treated. So these players have had that communication. You heard LeBron James say the other day, Isaiah Thomas is the former player he's closest with. And the reason that is that Isaiah Thomas continues to talk to and mentor these players. what you're seeing is an awakening that's been happening for a very long time.
Okay.
And this is coming to a head. This is, you know, Doc Rivers spoke the other night. Again, we tried to ask him about basketball, and he said, we are being hunted. And if you look at the evidence and you're objective about it, how could you disagree with him? Huh. Breonna Taylor was in her home when she was shot and killed. That sounds like someone being hunted. Jason Blake was trying to get back to his kid in the car. That is someone being hunted. He was unarmed. George Floyd is laying on the ground, praying to his mother. These are things that have happened. If you are objective in looking at this, this isn't, and we shouldn't even look at this as just a race issue. This is an American issue. And that's also something that, you know, has been a message trying to get across with the league. And I have to give credit to a lot of the white folks, Greg Popovich, Mike Malone, Ken Slatter, that are trying to deliver this message to a larger audience.
If you're just tuning in, Village, we are talking to the one and only Chris Miles, sports anchor. You've seen him on The Fan. You see him with NBC Washington Sports. So my question is, we see the players and the coaches, Chris, before we let you go, but what do we need to see from the owners and the actual league? Because it's one thing for the players to say, we're not going to play. But I also feel like there needs to be something from the higher ups that say, listen, we are walking this walk with you and we're standing in solidarity.
Well, I think if you look at how the different sports leagues have handled this situation, the NBA has clearly won't step in step with the players on this, whether it's the Black Lives Matter on the court, whether it's allowing them to have a message on their jerseys, whether it's donating $300 million to try to fight future racial injustice. All of those things have already happened. I think what is happening is bigger than the NBA. And what the players are saying is, well, we need to use our influence off the court, political influence, and understand that in these areas, we're not going to generate revenue for all of these people unless our issues are understood. So it's more about voting. I know you've seen the story about LeBron James, all of the money and the situations that he's bringing to make sure that people are able to vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big part of it. Lloyd Pierce, the head coach in Atlanta, opening up the arena so that people have a place to vote, because we saw the ridiculousness during the primaries. So I think one of the things is trying to make sure that all the arenas are open so that people have a place to vote across the league. I think really having an impact on communities is a beautiful thing to see. When I think about my favorite player of all time, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and why his legacy was so sacrificed in fighting for other people, it's great to see all of these young players doing that same thing.
Oh, man. Wow.
Thank you so much. This is Chris Miles, everybody, joining us to give us his take on what's going on in our NBA and in our country. Thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate you.
Sorry for the noise, people.
Not a problem.
No problem. Don't miss your flight, man.
Before we let you go, Chris, where can people find you?
It's simple. Chris Miles TV on Twitter. I think it's the same thing on Instagram.
Thank you so much. We'll check in again with you maybe next week if it's cool with you.
Sounds good.
Awesome. It's the Joe Claire Morning Show. Three things with Guy Lambert coming up after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.